February 6th. O Jesus, I have promised to serve Thee to the end. Be Thou forever near me, my Master and my Friend. John E. Bode, Hymn. On a summer day in 1968, my husband Plafford and I drove 50 miles to the intersection of Illinois Routes 49 and 16 near Ashmore. I had a camera, notepad, and dog food, but had been warned that the little black dog that had been sitting beside the road there for weeks would allow no one to come near him. Sympathetic residents of the community, deciding he was waiting for the return of someone who had dumped him, fed him and named him Blackie. The only time he left his vigil was to cross the road and drink from a creek. The shaggy little dog saw us before we saw him. My best picture was of a fleeing speck in the field. Calling, whistling, gentle pleas availed nothing. We left the food where tall grasses had been padded flat. Summer passed, autumn leaves fell, and the chilling winds of the prairie whipped snow and sleet over Blackie as he waited. Someone took him a doghouse, but he remained by the road. Someone took him a Christmas tree hung with food. Zero weather set power lines above him singing, and snow drifted about him as he looked eagerly at every approaching vehicle. On February 6, as Blackie crossed the road he'd watched so carefully, he was struck by a car and killed. Friends dug his grave through frozen earth. A gravestone was donated by a monument dealer and the plot sectioned off with a chain. In the summer of 1978, we visited Blackie's flower-strewn grave. Carved in granite were the words, Blackie, February 6, 1969. Know ye now true loyalty and love. Even if his owners did not deserve Blackie's loyalty, his fidelity was pure, a lesson for all of us fickle human beings. Lord, teach us to be loyal to you, even unto death.